On our morning show today from WRCO, we're going to spotlight Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel and an upcoming big doings, as we like to say, the charcoal broiled chicken barbecue. Joining us, Quint Hertz and Teresa Brewer. Quint, welcome back to the studio. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Phil. It's been, gosh, I'd say all the way back to 1978 that I've been jumping around introducing this event for Boscobel Church. And we've done a long time. Ron Fruitt was here, and you. And first of all, I want to thank you guys and WRCO for what you've done for us over those years. But
always a pleasure.
This is going to be the 69th annual event. And it's a family event that we try to put on. And I think there were 2 years during the COVID that we did not have this event. So this goes back a long time. It's a chicken barbecue meal. It's charcoal broiled, and we serve a lot of local people, for sure. I'm going to let you turn this over to Teresa Brewer for just a moment, and she'll explain some of the activities that will be done during this event. So, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
How'd you get roped into this occasion here?
Well, I actually took over in charge of the chicken barbecue. This will be my third year now, since someone who had been doing it for several years moved on. So Tom Waltz was doing it for a lot of years and had to find, you know, something else that he was headed to do. So.
Sure. So what makes the one at Boscobel special?
I think the recipe that they use, it's a family recipe from, like I said, it's been going on for 69 years now, so you can't beat that charbroiled chicken. And then the German potato salad is a big hit as well. If people like German potato salad, it's the best place to get it. And we also have, so the price for the meal is $15 for the adults. Children under 5 are free, and 5 to 12, it's $5. And the children's meal includes a drumstick and macaroni and cheese and Rice Krispie treats. And then we also have all kinds of games for the kids that will be going on. We have a petting zoo that's going to be there this year, a fishing pond. We do a sawdust dig. For the adults, we have free bingo. We also are going to have a live auction, and we have meat paddles. That's been a big hit the last couple of years. And we have bean bags. There's a 11:30 sign up and a total payout for that. And that's a very popular game. So.
And you have a raffle going on.
And we have, yes, we have a raffle, the big raffle. And this year, actually, we had an e-bike on that for $10 tickets for an e-bike sponsored by Crazy Lenny's out of Madison. And we're only selling 200 tickets of that. So that's a good deal, I think, for a $10 ticket toward an e-bike. So.
They're currently for sale then, in other words,
yeah.
Up until the day Sunday.
This raffle is a $5,000 raffle. First prize is $3,000. There's actually 18 winners. There's 10 winners that each get $100, and then we, like I said, a total of 18 winners. So that has been a part of our earnings as well. Incidentally, the purpose of this particular event this year is to raise money to repair our bell tower. It's been an ongoing project, and heretofore it's been more or less a patch job, mm-hmm. where we try to patch up the problem, and it hasn't worked. So as we speak right now, they're in the process of tearing down part of that tower and redoing the whole structure. So you spoke about the meal itself. One big feature of this meal is homemade pies, and the ladies of the community or the church, they make these pies, and They're not boughten pies, incidentally. They're not 8-inch or 9-inch pies. These are full 12-inch pies. And that's always a big plus when you get a meal. Most of these events, as you go around the country, they have basically the same product, but they don't give away a free piece of pie as well. Mm-hmm. So this is an event that we look forward to doing for the community and for our church. And it's the masses on this particular day will be at 10 o'clock starting. The Muscadet St. John's has generally have a 10 o'clock Sunday Mass. We switched with them. We gave them the 8:30 for this particular Sunday, and we're taking the 10 o'clock so that people are able to come to church and then right thereafter walk across the street to the hall and have dinner. So this is what we're doing for the community, and it's pretty well accepted, whether they're of the Catholic Church or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. It's well received in the area. And I, again, want to thank you and yes. Ron Fruitt and the WRCO for what you have done for us over the years. And
glad to do it. You've been coming to the morning show since the 70s then, in other words?
I think it was 78, something like that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. How many of the 69 chicken barbecues have you been attending?
Well, all of them, I think.
He's been at there for 69.
It goes back all the way. I can't remember who all I spoke to here, but we've enjoyed it. And I told Chase, I believe this is probably my last year that I'm going to participate at this level. I was chair of the chicken barbecue for best of 8 or 10 years. And prior to that, we had Tennessee Marks, who everybody knew in the country. And then after me, Tom Waltz took it for like 6 or 8 years. And then Chase has taken it in the past 3 years. So.
It's a lot of work.
That's it, what, is a lot of work.
It just doesn't happen.
What time do you have to get up to start the chicken then?
4:30, I'll be there watching them brew the chicken or cook the chicken on the grill. I always like to see the fire take off. It's really cool to see.
So that's a rite of passage that they've passed the torch to you, so to speak. That's going to be a great time coming up Sunday, September 20th. And as far as we talked about the bell tower, but some other things, anything else you'd like to say about the church?
I do want to say that we do have deliveries.
Oh,
so
good.
People can call. The number is 608-375-4257. And we take down their order for a delivery, and we have someone that'll run it out to them. So that's one of the things I'm really excited. And carryouts, people drive up and get the carryouts as well. So that's a whole different opportunity. A lot of people take it home to, you know, watch the game at home and eat their meal.
Sure.
Incidentally, so, Phil, I introduced Teresa Brewer to you, as she is the chairman of this particular event, but she is a lieutenant colonel retired. So. She's done her military service too.
Well, thank you for your service. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Sure. And then it's in terms of working this, getting it done on that Sunday, it's a good thing for the community, obviously, as Clint said. Not just your parish.
Yes, exactly. We have actually like 22 gift baskets.
Ooh.
Plus a bonus basket if they buy a $20 book, they're able to get their name in for the bonus basket, which is worth $600. So that's another fun thing that we do that people can take part in. So.
How do you plan ahead to know how many chickens you need?
Based on history.
Yes.
History, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And I also have to mention that we have a bean bag contest every year also. And people come in from Prairie and all around to be a part of that. And it's a total payout. It's $10 a person or a team, $20. And so if they have 20 teams, it's a pretty nice purse. And so it draws quite a few people for that.
Yes.
So.
And your parish, you share a priest with which other churches in your area then?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And
Fenimore and Muscadet.
Okay.
They even did a service at Castle Rock with the bishop there this past...
That was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
So, okay.
So it's at Avoca.
Big area.
Also, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of churches that one priest has to cover.
Make the rounds. Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to ask you, too, an important question about the pie. What's your favorite kind, Quint? Is it apple, traditional, or?
No, I'm a cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Yes.
Okay. And there'll be, I'm sure, some there that day then?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Apple, okay. Cherry, and pumpkin.
Yeah. What about you, Teresa?
My favorite is apple.
Yeah, it's hard to beat
yes,
that.
Yes, it is hard to beat apple.
And it's hard to beat those homemade ones.
Exactly.
They probably use lard for the crust. I don't know. But that's the best way.
Some people still do.
Still do.
Yes.
Good stuff. Anything else either you would like to add about this event today?
I think that pretty well covers
no.
it.
No. Although we wish everyone, you know, a good life. At 86, I've been around. And
well, you look good.
Well, I had my first hole-in-one last year.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't think there are too many 85-year-olds having hole-in-ones. But
how long?
I'm just bragging.
What was the par? How long was the shot then?
145.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Hickory Grove, Fenimore.
Well, congratulations on that. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
You're living life right. Well, we hope a lot of people will come out and enjoy the charcoal broiled chicken barbecue Sunday, September 20th at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Thanks to Quint Hertz and Teresa Brewer for being our guests.